The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New housing developments are largely welcome in most towns, but when the current residents are not satisfied with the existing level of services, it can cause frustration. And this is the situation for locals in Dunabate in North County Dublin. Our reporter Josh Crosby went to visit that coastal town to meet with those appealing for more forward planning. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What's it like out there?
Well, I suppose, look, to start off, for listeners who are unsure where we're on about here, it's not far from Swords, around 10 minutes, close enough to Dublin Airport. If you go down to the nearby coast and look out across the water, you can actually see Malahide on the other side. But Pat, if you haven't taken a drive out this way lately, you should, just to see the level of work, the construction that's going on there. There are cranes in the skyline as you drive around the outer ring road of the small, small town. There are building sites on both sides of the roads. There are apartments and houses flying up. All in all, across different sites around the town, it's set to have an extra 4,000 units. And look, with 4,000 units come many families, so understandably, locals are wondering, where's the preparation for this?
Yeah, I presume if there are flats, they're probably two-bedroom apartments and not fit to raise a family. But that's another question that we have to address. So the services there at the moment, what's under most pressure?
Well, if you do take a drive through the small town, it has one main supermarket. There are, of course, smaller delis, but the likes of your international retailers that we know on the outskirts of towns, they have not happened yet. There's one pub to cater for a population that's set to increase by over 4,000 people. So if you're an entrepreneur with a few bob to spend, then childcare and school places are the big one, Pat. And look, we know there's demand on school places in many towns, but what parents are trying to highlight here is that if it's already under pressure, what will happen when more families are in the same boat? We'll start off with one of the residents who I met. So Patrick Lynn only bought into the area less than 2 years ago, but in that time he set up the Beverden Residents Association, which he's the chairperson of. Patrick says he noticed there were improvements to be made.
It's great to see houses being built because I have two wee girls and I hope they can buy a house here in future as well. But we need the stuff to go with it as well.
But for someone who moves to a new area, like, something must have struck you to say that you wanted to get involved in the community. You were looking around and you saw maybe there was a lack of services.
Yeah, well, there was a very simple issue in our estate at the start, but we started a resident association of it last year. We have 155 members now in the estate already after a few months, which is great. We're hopefully meeting the council in a few weeks' time now for our first deputy meeting. But like, that's the first little small trickle effect, and once that's done, most emails I get and most messages I get every single day are just the trains are never coming, there's not enough school places, there's not enough doctors. And I see all this myself as a parent of young kids and trying to get them into school, and myself trying to get to town for work and that as well. The amenities just aren't keeping up with the developments, and there's so many houses going in, which is awesome, but there has to be community centres, there has to be swimming pools, there has to be stuff for kids to do. Maybe they don't play sport and stuff as well in the village. And as a father of two young girls, I kind of thought, well, I'm going to get involved in this myself because we're going to be living here for the next 30, 40 years. So I want to make sure they have somewhere nice to grow up. It's competition, so there's just not enough places to go around. And they keep building these housing estates and they're promising even creches. I have two wee girls in creche at the moment. We have to drive them to Swords every day because there's no creche facilities in Dunabate. There's no spaces. They're building estates and saying they have to put creches up after 100, 200, 300 houses and they don't come.
So you've bought into the area. You love the community spirit, the community feel, but what do you really feel it's lacking, or where is it falling down?
I think the sheer lacking is just being held to accountability. The fact there's so many developments going on, which I think is awesome. I said I'm completely in favour of it. I think we need more houses all over the country for people to live. If you're building developments, you have to keep up with amenities for people as well. So the services don't keep up, and that goes for everything across the board. The fact there's not enough, there's no doctors around, you can't get a doctor's appointment, you can't get a school place, I certainly can't get a creche place. So there's just a severe lack of underplanning, and it seems the council aren't holding people to account.
Now, I like the cut of that man's jib. Very energetic. Every Residents Association needs a Patrick Lynn. He's the chairperson of the Beverton Residents Association in Dunabate. Now, when are the first new homes that we're talking about? When are they set to be ready?
So it's expected around 150 will be ready before Christmas. Sure, don't we know? Look, everyone likes to get into a new home by Christmas. But that's only a trickle of what's coming down the line, Pat. This whole area has been built up, and I suppose, look, locals did know this was coming because it was part of a local area plan, which has now been extended to 2026. But as I said, it's just the forward planning that residents are unhappy about. To give one example, there's a campaign group set up. They're called DP Crossroads, which wants to open a form of cultural arts facility. It's just a space, basically just a space for young people to go and be themselves. Its chairperson, Anne Hogan, says there's no youth club or many other activities that would be non-sport related. And Anne says what she worries about is that where are these teenagers meant to do if they don't play sport?
We have a community centre, but it's oversubscribed and it really caters more for the provision of sporting activities and also for, you know, for activities for children under the age of 12. So really there's a huge gap there that there isn't a lot for teenagers to do, if especially you're not interested in sports.
Well, what kind of demand are you hearing from families? Like, and if there's going to be more and more, hundreds more families coming into the area?
Yeah, so currently we have about 31% of our population is under the age of 19, and looking at the demographics into the future, that's going to continue. Really what people are saying is they just want a youth club, so something that's properly organised that can cater for a large number. Really there's no indoor space for them at the moment, and what you're looking at then is just a lot of kids hanging around the street with nothing to do. And we've seen it countless times before in other areas of the country where if there's a lack of facilities, a lack of things to do, that just creates social problems then.
Fingal County Council will argue that there are plans in place, there are going to be newer facilities in the pipeline. What would you say to that?
Well, really, what we're campaigning for is just what Fingal have already promised. All their objectives and policies state that housing development must be done in tandem with community infrastructure. But all we're seeing now at the moment is houses upon houses upon houses and zero community infrastructure. We just want to ensure that when people move here and are welcomed into the community, that they actually have the facilities to support their lives here in Donabay Portrane.
Am I right in thinking that the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, is the local TD?
Yes.
I imagine he'd have sorted this out, but he didn't, obviously. That was the chairperson of the DP Crossroads Group in Donabate, Anne Hogan. So what are the council saying? What are the local representatives saying? What is Dara O'Brien saying?
Yeah, so I got a statement from Fingal County Council in reaction to these concerns, and in particular the point that Anne was making there on the multifunctional centre. It says the development of Belisk House will provide for the relocation of Donabate Library, which is in the Donabate Portrane Community and Leisure Centre. It says that this will then release valuable space, and it's intended that this space will then be available for community use by multiple groups of all types and will function as a multi-purpose community space. But in terms of local representatives, I met with newly elected Labour councillor Karina Johnston down near one of the construction sites. You can hear some of the work going on in the background there. Karina says there's a mixture of issues that are only really going to become evident in the next few months.
People are very, very worried at the moment, very angry. We have an issue with lack of school places, lack of creche facilities, lack of youth facilities, no doctors. Anyone that's moved here in the last 2 years won't get a doctor's place or appointment, should I say. So I suppose all in all, we've an issue with the lack of infrastructure and amenities in Donabate currently.
So what was the view now when news started filtering through that there was going to be more houses, more development going up?
Look, we all support the need for housing and very much welcome the additional affordable and social and private housing in Donabate. But the difficulty is national policy, the development plan and the local area plan stipulates that development, in conjunction with development, we have to see sustainable development with infrastructure and amenities. And unfortunately, that's not what we're seeing here in Donabate. We're seeing a lot of houses being built with very concerned people moving into Donabate because they can't get their kids into school or creche and they can't get a doctor's appointment.
Just on that, your party will criticise the government for the response to the housing crisis. So then how do you kind of balance it out? How do you, on one hand, you know, call for more housing but then be opposed within at the same time?
Well, I suppose, look, I'm not opposed to housing. I have a daughter who's looking to buy a house herself, and I think it's really important that we build houses. But, like, what I'm concerned about is, as a party, that we have sustainable development. And it's simply not happening. We're actually now looking at a situation where we're going to have 4,000 houses built in Donabate fairly, fairly quickly, but the infrastructure's not coming quick enough.
So, as the local representative, what will you be doing next? Now, I know this particular development has been given the green light, but at the next County Council meeting, or are you calling for greater audits when it comes to reports being done, or...?
Well, I suppose I'm deeply concerned because I believe Fingal County Council are actually in breach of their own local area plan and their development plan, which actually provides for a multifunctional community facility. And this has not been provided for. So I've been pushing the CEO of Fingal County Council, and I'm calling on her again today to meet the local community groups here to identify a site for this much needed facility.
And that's Donabate Labour Councillor Karina Johnston. Now, I'm wondering about the parents of young families and what they're facing and how they're going to cope.
Yes, yeah, so we heard from Patrick Lynn earlier, who will have to start thinking about where to send his own daughter soon enough. But one parent who's already experienced this is Amy Duffy. And Amy's one of many who've been trying to find a school place. I actually rang a number of the schools in the area myself to see what the waiting lists are like. And the general consensus is that, look, there's big, big demand. One school said junior infants is okay, but it gets difficult if the children are coming in midway through or in a later class. Another school actually said they still have space available, but it can be tricky if you're trying to get a boy into one school and then a daughter into another school in the same area. I met with Amy Duffy, who has two daughters, her eldest, who she's not able to secure a place for anywhere in the Donabate area. This is obviously annoying for a whole host of reasons. Amy Duffy says there needs to be more resources in the area.
We were told to apply the year before. We did everything that we were meant to. We ticked all the boxes. I was on straight away, you know, as soon as the application portal was open. Within minutes, I had it submitted and I was like, right, that's done deal. And then to be told about 6 weeks later, actually, no, your child hasn't got a place and it's a lottery system, was a real kick in the gut. We just assumed naively that she would get a place. We went to the two other schools. We had applied at the same time for the two other schools. One lost our application. The other one, she, the same thing, went into a lottery. So we were devastated and panicking. So then I'm like, what do we do? My childminder also, that's another massive issue. I have to cater to my childminder, so I can't go to, you know, Swords. It was so hard to get a good childminder in the first place. I was like, we're not going to lose her.
You're not risking losing her, though.
Absolutely not. And also, they're building more and more houses. We can't sustain the population we have here as it is. There's over 1,200 units going in now, and we only have three primary schools and one secondary school. If we can't do that now, what is going to happen to those children in the future?
So you got a place. I suppose, how does it affect you? Like, what is it, door to door? Or do you have to use public transport? How do you get there?
So we have to drive Ellie in every morning. There's never a chance that she'll ever be able to walk to school, cycle to school. I suppose that'll affect her as she gets older. But it's in Lusk. We weren't in their catchment area.
That's what you're thinking as well, is the friendships, the neighbours.
Absolutely, yeah. You build up. Like, I remember walking to school and walking home from school. You know, she will never be able to have that. Now, how many more are like that? There's hundreds on these lists, you know, and now they're putting in a lot of these houses. What's to come for Donabate and Portran, you know? And there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, oh, you're anti-housing and stuff. It's not that at all. I love to see that our little area is flourishing, but at the same time we can't even look after the population we have here now, so we are doing the kids of the future an injustice. We don't have schools, we don't have youth clubs. The pop-up things that are around the area, they never stay around for long because they don't get the support and the backing and the funding behind them. And I just think this is one of many, many little towns that is suffering, but I don't think people will be very quiet about it for very long.
Okay, that's Donabate resident Amy Duffy ending that report from Josh Crosby on the need for more services in the North Dublin community of Donabate / Portran. Interesting, they haven't learned from the mistakes they made in Ballymun all those years ago when they cleared out the inner city, the tenements and so on, and built the high-rises in Ballymun without providing the facilities in advance of the completion of those blocks and the moving of people into them. That was a lesson, I'm sure they said at the time, oh, yeah, we learned. There are learnings in this when they were knocking down the towers. We learned from that. Well, have they learned? The answer would appear to be no. All right, some of the comments coming in. Setting up youth clubs that offer more than just sports, dancing, drama, singing, cooking, debating, etc. This is Ireland where forward planning doesn't exist. They just build houses and let someone else worry about the amenities. I was in Clonsilla yesterday and instead of repurposing, they're going to knock a couple of beautiful 18th century houses to build apartments. These people have not got a clue.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.